A self-proclaimed prophet, Ibo Noah from Ghana, has claimed that the world was going to end this Christmas. Now, we're all here. The world did not end. So what exactly happened? He was building arks, saying the world was going to be destroyed. We have to prepare for it. It was going to happen on Christmas Day. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about false prophets. So Ibo Noah, sometimes referred to as Ibo Jesus, started going viral back in August. The reason is because he began posting videos online of himself building wooden arks, like Noah from the Bible, and warning people that God supposedly told him a period of 3 years of nonstop rain would soon commence, and it would begin on December 25th, 2025. In other words, the end of the world would happen on Christmas Day. According to him, this rain was going to flood the earth in a way that basically repeats the story of Noah in the Bible, even though the Bible indicates that God would never do that again. But putting that issue to the side, it's been reported that he built about 10 arks in preparation for this. He built them with the help of local fishermen. And here's the thing, these arks are way smaller than the ones described in the book of Genesis. And because of that, some critics are saying these aren't really arks as we would think of biblically, but possibly just modified fishing boats. But putting that issue to the side, things escalated this month in December when authorities from Ghana actually arrested him, mainly because officials were worried that his claims were causing panic, and he was held for about 72 hours and then released. In the end, authorities decided that making religious prophecies, even crazy ones like this, isn't actually a crime under Ghana's law. So in a video he shared on social media, Ibo Noah said he received a new vision where huge crowds of people were lining up trying to get into his arks. But there just wasn't enough room for everyone. There's only 10 of them after all. So according to him, that's when he reached out to other religious leaders to pray and intercede on their behalf. He then claimed that God responded by giving him more time so that he could build additional vessels. In other words, the world wouldn't end on Christmas Day. And, of course, it didn't.
I have prayed, I have fasted, I have donated, and I have built. And through my prayers, I got another vision. I shared my vision to some great men of God who also interceded with me. After the intercession, God has given us some time. Tomorrow, nobody should rush to any location. Stay home. Enjoy yourself. I am wishing all of you Merry Christmas.
Now, this announcement came after reports that thousands of people from Ghana and other African countries had already traveled to these ark sites of his, getting ready to board the vessels for Christmas Day. Videos shared on social media showed large crowds gathering around the wooden structures, clearly waiting for the prediction to actually transpire. And despite his video clarifying the world would not end, God has delayed the end of the world, he's given us more time, they weren't happy. And here's what happened.
Kindu pale mambo yote kuna pitikana. Hapa ni Kindu. Na dizer balinyera ya dosanga kibombo yao ile inalungula na dizer.
That's right. People started setting the ark on fire. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the video so far. I just want to remind you, hit the subscribe button and the like button. Also, consider supporting the channel at patreon.com/reasonandtheology, or just hit the join button to become a channel member right here on YouTube. Okay, let's get back to the video. Unfazed by this, videos have emerged of Ibo pulling up in a brand new Mercedes-Benz wearing his trademark costume, and he claimed that he had been fasting for 3 weeks, praying and interceding for the people of Ghana, but, you know, ultimately he leaves everything into the hands of God. Here you can see Ibo Noah pulling up in a brand new Mercedes-Benz 2025, estimated to be worth about $89,000, pulling up shamelessly with money perhaps that he received from donations. We're not entirely sure where he got this money from, but maybe look at the juxtaposition between his clothes signifying poverty and what he is pulling up in. And despite the terrible situation that some of his followers now find themselves in, rather than being denounced as a charlatan, he's actually reached superstar levels of fame. Check him out here telling everybody, let's party.
Let's party!
So clearly he's a fraud. And here's the thing, the Bible is actually very clear about this. In the Old Testament, if someone claimed to speak for God and made a prediction that did not come true, that person was labeled a false prophet. No excuses, no second chances, no, I got new information. Deuteronomy says if the word doesn't come to pass, God didn't send them. And under the old covenant, false prophets were so serious that the law prescribed the death penalty for people who misled the masses. Now, obviously, we're not living under that civil law anymore, but the principle still stands. If someone claims divine revelation and it fails, you don't keep listening to them. So the question is, why do people still fall for this stuff? Part of it is fear. End times predictions play on panic, uncertainty, and people's desire for safety. Another part is religious hype. When someone sounds confident, claims visions, and wraps it all in spiritual garb, a lot of people shut their discernment off. But what makes this even more baffling is that Jesus explicitly warned against this kind of stuff. He said, "No one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels, not even the Son," referring to himself, "but only the Father." So anytime someone claims they've cracked the code, they've set a date, or received some kind of inside information from God about the end of the world, they're directly contradicting Jesus and the Gospels. And history proves this over and over again. We have seen this so many times, even just within our lifetime. End times predictions fail every single time. Dates come and go. Charlatans come and go. The excuses come and go. But for some wild reason, people still follow this stupidity. We need to stop that. We need to stop enabling people and following people like this and making them famous celebrities and giving them money. No more of that. Stop being gullible. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did, let me know in the comment section. Make sure to also hit the like button and the subscribe button. And I would greatly appreciate if you consider supporting the channel at Patreon. Patreon.com/reasonoftheology. Your support is really, really needed and appreciated. Thank you so much.